So great to see you, even with a lot of significant sporting events happening today. So our reading is from 1 Kings 8 today. It's a really long prayer that King Solomon prayed. We're just going to look at three different verses today. So let's pray. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in front of the whole assembly of Israel, spread out his hands toward heaven and said, Lord, the God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth below. You who keep your covenant of love with your servants, who continue wholeheartedly in your way. May your eyes be open to your servant's plea. This is later on in the verse, later on in the prayer, he prays this. May your eyes be open to your servant's plea and to the plea of your people Israel. And may you listen to them whenever they cry out to you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. All right, so if I can have the first slide up, Mark, that would be amazing. If you've not met me yet, my name is Nico. I'm from South Africa originally, and I now live in the UK. And today's theme is, it's not quite evident from the reading today, but if you read the whole prayer that King Solomon prayed, you will see that basically the whole prayer is about asking forgiveness. It's about saying sorry, ironically enough, but we'll get to that. So before I start, I need to say sorry to you. I need to apologize to every one of you. I know that me going on about the Springboks winning the 2019 Rugby World Cup and them being the current world champions is not always received as well. So I do apologize if I offended anyone by that. But while I'm still here, I might as well mention that we are still the Rugby World Champions at the moment, for now. But I promise it won't happen again. I promise I won't mention that again. But on a different note, today we're looking at a whole different theme, the theme of asking for forgiveness, and more specifically, saying sorry to God. Now, this is a big theme in the prayer of King Solomon. If you read the whole thing, you'll notice this. And you might ask, like, why is this such a big thing at the grand opening of a new church? So think of it this way, just to give it some context, Uncle beautifully illustrated what was happening back then. King Solomon had a massive temple built in Jerusalem. Massive temple. It cost a lot of money, big building. And at the grand opening of this thing, imagine this, like a massive cathedral. It's a big party at the start of, this is the first time we're going to use this building. King Solomon gets up and he prays about forgiveness. And you may ask, why? Why is someone praying about forgiveness at the start, at the grand opening of a brand new expensive building? And it's a really good question to ask. And at a party, you might expect, at a grand opening, you might expect it to be a really great occasion with lights and confetti. I'm sure they had confetti guns in those days, with smoke machines, with laser beams, with people taking videos and photos on their phones that they will never look at again, just to remember it, with loud music maybe, even some singing, food, laughter, maybe some dancing. Thank you, Madeline. Almost like when the Springboks won the 2019 Rugby World Cup. I mean, what a day that was. That was so, in fact, I brought the shirt that I wore on that day. Madeleine, if you just hold on to this quickly. Thank you. I'm going to put it on just for old time's sake. If I still fit in it. I do. It's a little snug, but it fits. I'll take it as a win. What a great day that was. Like, it was so amazing. Like, I like to talk about it even for... Oh. I'm sorry. I said I wouldn't mention it again, and I did. I'm terribly sorry. I really am. I'm really, really sorry. It won't happen again. I'm sorry. So where were we? Where were we? Oh, yes. Yeah. What does saying sorry to God have to do with the grand opening of a new building? Well, I gave it a lot of thought, and I came up, or almost as much thought as the guy on the screen is you know, gives things in general. And I got an answer that has two parts. Two parts. One, God is great. And the second one, we are not. I'm going to say that again. God is great. And the second one, we are not. Here, let me explain. So the first one, God is great. What I mean by that is that God is awesome. God is amazing. He is glorious, even more glorious than the beautiful sunrise you see there. He's powerful. He's strong. He's just. He's merciful and kind. I'm not going to mention all the things. I'm going to let you mention some of the things. Just shout out any of the words that you would use to describe God. Just shouting them out. He is good. He is awesome. Yes. He is faithful. Amazing. Wise or wild. Both. He's both. He is all of those things and so much more. And we see in King Solomon's prayer that King Solomon starts his prayer by remembering and recognizing who God is. This is how Solomon starts his prayer. He says, Lord, the God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth below. You who keep your covenant of love with your servants, who continue wholeheartedly in your way, you have kept your promise to your servant David, my father. With your mouth you have promised, and with your hand you have fulfilled it, as it is today. Solomon, at the start of dedicating this brand new building, recognizes who God is first. And he says, you know what? God is pretty amazing. God is great. And that's how he starts. And I think that's a pretty good way to start any prayer we ever pray. I think remembering and recognizing who God is at the start of every prayer we ever pray is the way to go. Like if you want to ask God for something, the first thing you should do, and I'm not going to tell you what you should do, but the first thing I would suggest is remember who you're asking. Is remember who God is and then ask him. Or when you want to thank God for something, remember who God is first. Remember who it is you are thanking. Like when I thanked God for the Springboks winning the 2019 rugby. I did it again. I hope I didn't offend anyone. I will try not to mention it again. I'm really sorry. I'm so sorry I messed up again. Now, where was I? Remembering who God is at the start of every prayer we pray. So when we ask God for something, remember who you're praying to. Remember who God is. Remember what he has done. When you want to thank him for something, remember who God is. Remember what he has done. Remember who he is. Or even if you want to come to God to say sorry to him, first remember who he is. First remember what he has done. And I want to say, especially when we come to God to ask him for forgiveness, remember who he is. And the thing is, we need to say sorry to God. We need to do that often. Because, let's face it, God is great, just as we've mentioned, all the wonderful things you've mentioned as well. God is great, but we aren't really. Or not as much as we should be. Right? Paul recognized this in himself, and he wrote about it in the New Testament, in Romans and in his letter to Timothy. David, King Solomon's dad, also saw it in himself and in the people around him. And he wrote about his shortcomings in the Psalms. And he wrote about it a lot, if you read the Psalms. And then King Solomon, being one of the wisest people to ever have lived, also saw that we all, not just him, not just the people at the big dedication party back in the day, but every one of us falls short of the glory of God, and we need to do better. This is what he prays later on in his prayer. And the words might, there we go. When they sin against you, so this is King Solomon praying to God. When they sin against you, for there is no one who does not sin, forgive all the offenses they have committed against you. Solomon knew that every one of us will, at some point in our lives, fall short of the glory of God. He recognized that people are not perfect. Just like me mentioning the Springboks winning the World Cup, then saying that I'm sorry about it, and then just doing it again 2 minutes later. We all need forgiveness because none of us are perfect. None of us are perfect. Not even the 2019 Rugby World Cup champions. I know. And that is why I think in his dedication prayer, King Solomon prays for everyone at the party, everyone of us today here, when we do something wrong, which we will always come back to God and receive his forgiveness. I'm going to say that again. When we do something wrong, which we will always come back to God and receive his forgiveness. But Solomon's prayer is not just that we will have the strength to do better or the motivation to try harder at being good. He also asks God that we will have a whole change of heart, that the change will not happen from the outside in, but from the inside out, that our hearts will change, that when we recognize our faults and our shortcomings, that we will intentionally turn back towards God if we turn away from him. Back towards the same God whose praises we just sang. The same God whose wonderful characteristics we all just shared. The same God who is welcoming and just, who is righteous and merciful and kind and all those things. The same God who wants to and will show you and I mercy when we turn to him again. And we can only do this without fear. We can only do this because God is who he just said he is. If God was not all those things and so much more, it would be silly for us to turn to him again. He is the same God. He really is the loving, caring, just, merciful, kind God who we have come to know. But he takes action on our part, right? God stands with open arms welcoming us back every time we do something wrong, but we have to turn to him. There's a massive difference between saying sorry and being sorry for our actions. Like me saying sorry for offending anyone by wearing this shirt, but still wearing it. If I'm truly sorry for wearing the shirt, I would take it off and stop offending anyone. Would you hold on to that quickly? It was just an illustration. I'm going to put it on back on later. Now, the Springbok shirt and the reference to the World Cup is an imperfect, trivial, light-hearted example to illustrate a point. Well, at least I hope it was light-hearted. It might have got some weird looks. I'm not going to say from where, in that general area. So forget about rugby. Forget about the Springboks. Forget about the World Cup for now. And remember this. God is great. We are not. And because God is great, we don't have to become great before we come to him. Because God is great, we can come to him as we are and be changed by that experience. He loves you, so he will welcome you back happily every single time you turn away. But we need to be intentional. This is sort of our part. God is who he says he is. He is who he's always been. He is and he will be who he has always been. But we need to, from our part, what we need to do is we need to be intentional about turning to God every single day. Confession in prayer is not a trivial thing. It's not something that we can skim over. It's not something that we feel bad about, so let's not do it. It's a very, very important thing. So important that King Solomon decided at the very start of using that massive new grand building that this is one of the things he needed to pray about most. Now, that doesn't mean that we should only ask forgiveness for the big things, like, or at big occasions, like building dedications or anything like that. But also when we do slightly bad things, just the little things, the little white lies. Or maybe when we do not do the things that we should do, we can say sorry for that as well. Not just for us to try and be better from the outside in, but rather, and I think this is the point that King Solomon was trying to make, but rather that we may get to know the loving, caring, just, merciful, and kind God better, and to be transformed, having a change of heart from the inside out by turning to him as often as we can, and to remain in his presence. Solomon's prayer reminded me of another really awesome prayer that Jesus prayed many, many years ago. You can read about it in John 17, where he prays for his disciples and where he prays for his followers. And this is one of the bits that really struck me from that prayer. Father, this is Jesus praying, Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. What an amazing prayer. And that is sort of my prayer for each one of us here today, that we will remember who God is in every circumstance, in every situation we ever face, that God is great. That we will be able to know where we fall short of God's glory and his greatness and his goodness. And that when we do, we will willingly turn to the loving, caring, just, merciful, and kind Jesus Christ again and again and again, as we get to receive his mercy and his forgiveness again and again and again. I'm going to finish with a prayer and then hand back over to the worship team who will sing a song. Lord God, thank you that you are still the same great, amazing, wonderful God you have always been and will always be. Thank you, Lord, that you do not change. And thank you, Lord, that you welcome us as we are. When we do turn away from you, you welcome us back. Thank you for your love. Holy Spirit, will you show us the places where we have to turn back to God, back to you again, and receive your mercy, receive your forgiveness. And may we get to see your glory, Lord, in our lives, wherever we are, whoever we speak to, whatever we face. To the glory of your name alone, Lord Jesus. Amen.